Of course, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Let's check now the futures markets with Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt. How are you today?
Hot and steamy. Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, hot and steamy, I suppose that works. And boy, it's tough out there. But despite the fact that it's hot and steamy, the marketplace did not react very well, especially in the soybeans for the day. What happened?
Yeah, not a hot commodity market for corn and beans. Basically, just anticipation that the crop's going to be coming at us fairly soon here. Not as soon as what we're accustomed to, but it's on its way. Favorable forecast for the crop has still got some growing left to it through here with warmer temperatures and a lot more moisture. Harvest activity is picking up in the south and on east of us. The yield reports are coming in strong for Mississippi beans, anywhere from 75, 90 bushels to the acre. Some dry land corn in Kansas, typically 100 bushels the acre, is coming in 180 bushels. You know, you can go on and on. Missouri, strong yields. Missouri last year, 75, 80 bushels, near anywhere from 180 to 200 bushels. On this real early stuff. So the list goes on and on and on. And the absence of any real strong demand right here at the moment just sort of put the market in a little bit of a selling mode today. I imagine we'll see some recovery here tomorrow into Wednesday, but not as much as what we wanted to do to get higher for additional sales.
Were you surprised that the September contract on the soybeans broke as hard as it did today?
Well, I was in a sense from the standpoint, you know, we're trying to move from old crop to new crop, and the old crop's still relatively strong demand, but meal basis just backed away real strong. Meal demand just fell off the cliff and through here. It kind of indicates that end users are maybe looking at some downtime for say until plentiful supplies of new crop come in. And with some early harvest activity taking place in the south, we're sort of doing away with that strong demand for old crop beans in through here. So therefore, the spreads did collapse in through here, and look for basis levels probably to start backing off in some areas.
What are your expectations for the rest of the week for the corn and the beans?
Well, I think we're going to consolidate somewhat, maybe drift lower. I expect a little recovery in through here, but the trade's going to need some bullish news to go higher and maintain a higher move. I imagine we'll see some Asian business surface here on this break. But for the most part in through here, we're on the time window where it's just awful hard to get a substantial up here with harvest just around the corner.
What are your expectations for the livestock side of the marketplace?
Well, that's a good question. We're seeing some stabilization. They've sold off hard in through here. Like I told Dave this morning, I don't expect ribeyes to be on sale anytime soon. I think the beef sector is just going to remain somewhat strong. We're still seeing the slaughter estimates 7% below a year ago level. We lost a little bit of demand in through there, but as long as numbers stay tight, it's just going to take some time. For hogs, I think demand's going to start picking back up. The big thing there is probably tomatoes. They were late this year, and so we're late getting the bacon-less tomato craving going. And as tomatoes come on through here, I think bellies is going to help the pork complex move higher.
All right. And then in the next several weeks, so you'll be out at least once, I think, with me on the farm credit meetings. I'm kind of looking forward to those. I'm looking forward to having you and a whole series of our analysts along with us. I hope you'll be ready to head out and do a good show with us.
Always enjoy going out and doing the meetings. Always receive some real good questions. It's always an interesting evening whenever we are together, Todd.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
All right, take care.
You too. That, of course, is Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, and joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Monday afternoon. Just as a reminder, if you'd like to find Kurt again, you can do that on our website at WILLAG.org.